It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Nice to have you with us. Now, I'm going to start off with a couple of sports stories that really aren't sports stories. All right. First of all, we'll start off in the National Hockey League. Longtime Red Wings Zamboni driver was fired. Why was he fired and why is it news? Well, he was fired after he was caught urinating into a drain and he's suing over discrimination. Al Sobotka has a condition which causes him to have to go to the bathroom, his lawsuit claims. He first began working at Olympia Stadium in 1971. And he's filed a lawsuit against Olympia Entertainment, claiming he was discriminated against because of his age and disability in his February 17th termination. The lawsuit was filed in Wayne County District Court. According to the lawsuit, the 68-year-old Zamboni driver was diagnosed with benign prostatic hypothermia, which causes him to frequently urinate. After cleaning the rink at Little Caesars Arena on February 2nd, his health condition caused him to use a drain for ice runoff because the nearest facility was too far. He was spotted by a male employee and was initially suspended before being terminated more than 2 weeks later. I told you the first two stories were going to be sports, but not really sports. The second one is an interesting one. And you know, to me, it's you get what you ask for. Mike Tyson had a scuffle. It wasn't really a scuffle. He basically slapped around a passenger. Why did it happen? Well, they were on the plane. Mike Tyson was sitting in front of this person, okay? And there was a young person who was intoxicated behind him. All right? So we'll start that there. He was flying home. And in a video that was released by TMZ, it showed Tyson punching a man seated a row behind him at the San Francisco International Airport. According to the report, the man continued to badger Tyson after he told him to chill. I saw the video. Tyson told him to chill a bunch of times. The San Francisco Police Department told the outlet that two people believed to be involved were detained and that one person was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. They added the person being treated was provided minimal details of the incident and refused to cooperate further with the police department. A witness on the plane told TMZ the former heavyweight champ was initially cordial to fans asking for photographs, but one man continued talking in Tyson's ear, which appeared to irritate him before the punches flew. So the guy just wouldn't stop. And one thing you don't do, remember the song by Jim Croce, you don't mess around with Jim? You don't mess around with Mike. Okay? You just don't mess around with Mike. All right. Let's move on to baseball. The up and down season continues. The Mets were up again. They defeated the Giants 6-2. The Yankees were down again. They lost to the Tigers 3-0. The Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays 3-2. All right. Those were for games that were played yesterday. Today's games that are coming up. Let's see here. The Yankees take on the Cleveland Guardians. I have to get used to saying that. The Mets take on the Cardinals. The Red Sox take on the Tampa Bay Rays. So that is what baseball looks like over the course of yesterday and today. Now let's switch our thoughts over to the National Basketball Association, which is in its playoffs. Yesterday's games, the Golden State Warriors defeated the Denver Nuggets 118-113. The Warriors lead that series 3-0. Yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks defeated the New Orleans Jazz 128-116. Dallas leads that series 2-1. Also yesterday, the Grizzlies defeated the Timberwolves 104-95. The series is led 2-1 by the Grizzlies. And yesterday, the Bulls downed the Bucks 114-110. That series is now tied at a game apiece. All right, now coming up, let's see if we can find out what's coming up this weekend in the NBA, how the playoffs are going to go. It doesn't show me that. That's amazing. Well, what the heck. Well, those are the NBA scores, anyway, that we had from yesterday. Taking a look at the National Hockey League. The Rangers down the Islanders 6-3 in local action yesterday. I think those were the only local teams that played yesterday. No, the Bruins lost to the Penguins 4-0 yesterday. And the Devils lost to the Sabres 5-2. Standings, well, we always just look at this just for the heck of it. The Bruins still in fourth place in their division with 99 points. They're in good stead. In the Metropolitan Division, the Hurricanes and the Rangers are both tied at 108 points at the top. The Rangers have 51 wins, the Hurricanes 50. Islanders have 80 points, and the Devils have 61 points. So like I said, the Rangers are just having an incredible year. I hope they can continue it, because like I said, I'm a Rangers fan, and I was lucky enough to see the Rangers win one Stanley Cup. But now, how long has it been? It's been a long time. Once again, it's getting back to the bad old days. And I want to see the Rangers win. Why can't I? You know, my fingers are too big. Good morning, Mercedes. No. There we go. And I spell merrily wrong, but that's because it pops up automatically in that spell check. And instead of just going with it, instead of changing it to the correct merrily, I let the spell check take over. That's a little bit lazy of my part, but then again, that's who I am. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.